surprised nobody quoted,
somebody today about this tune, and somebody told me about Flintstones. So what's going on with this?
Yeah, a lot of
Dave Weather
uses the same chord change.
He mentioned the Flintstones today.
I told him about
of
mythology, and he mentioned Flintstones.
Yeah.
I was talking about this, and he said that. Is
that's
that a,
great.
A solo?
So just one question. So with rhythm changes, it's kind of a lot of circulating around B flat, which and a lot of substitutions, or not substitutions even, a lot of variations on those first four bars, but. You guys just scanning through this, where's the place where the harmony really changes and goes to a different key?
For me, the G7.
Well, okay, sorry, yeah. Obviously the D7 you want to hit hard. What about in the A section?
Oh, the F minor?
F minor. F7
yeah.
to F minor 7.
Right, right. Because you end up with, you know, B flat major, and then all of a sudden it becomes dominant. In a way, you go from A, you know, A natural to A flat. That's really the place that you want to nail it. And it, you know, as a comping instrument, if I don't hear the horn player outline that, at least most of the time, I start getting nervous that we're lost. Because it's like, okay, we're still hearing A naturals, or we're not hearing any A's at all. Where are we? Okay, wait, finally we landed in the right place. Or maybe we don't. I don't know. You're agreeing with that? Or
yeah, it's
one of those things.
It's also crazy because the tune has so many, like, I don't want to say like all the rhythm changes things are interchangeable, but there's a lot of different
there are
things
like
that
these,
pop up. Yeah,
these formulas, and it's all kind of B flat bluesy,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So as a solo instrument here, okay, fine, I'll finally kick you off. I haven't done it yet today. I've been flipping.
Yeah.
All right, you know, so you could be going. Not the A flat, it's more the F minor 7 in that fifth bar, you know. So. Because that's a marker in the form.
Mm.
That'll tell the comping instruments and, you know, anybody else who's listening, analytically that way that you really know where you are. So
that actually was happening at that specific
yeah,
game when we
yeah.
were playing this. I know this is now F minor 7. I know like this another section starts.
Right, and likewise with comping, you could be doing all sorts of stuff, but that's the one place you want to reload back in. So. Yeah, rhythm changes is weird that way, and you know, obviously, if you can't outline all the other changes, great, but if you can't, and like Ethan said, a bass player might throw a bazillion variations of it. It might be 1, 3, yeah, you can do that for the first four bars, which is more of like a, you know, one going up chromatically. Okay, let's just do that once.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah, sure,
one,
that one.
1, 2, 3, 4. If you're familiar with just like blues changes tend to vary a little bit depending on what tune you're playing, who you're playing with. That's the kind of thing that a bass player could throw that in, and maybe I catch it the second time around.
So,
we're playing a gig, there's something you do that once to say, all right, cool, we'll make something out of that the next time. As long as you're consistent with it, maybe even the second A section, we'll all catch it, and then we'll do it a little differently. So, but that's not changing the underlying structure of the tune. It's just kind of another way to get around the circle from B flat to B flat, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, I think we're just about out of time, and I wanted to touch base with you guys at the very end about